Glioblastoma is an aggressive brain tumor and among the deadliest forms of cancer. Senator Edward Kennedy died of the disease, and Senator John McCain was diagnosed last year. But a new treatment being researched at the Albany Medical College could offer new hope. The tumor is frozen in place or blocked to slow the growth of cancer cells. To tell us more, I spoke with Dr. Alexander Mongan, an associate professor at Albany Med who led the study, and Dr. Sebastian Rubino, a neurosurgeon at Albany Med, who provided us some background on glioblastoma.
Many years ago, we felt that it was purely an astrocytic disease, which is just a specific type of population of cells in the brain. The more and more research that's being done, we're learning it's really very, very varied in terms of the cell abnormalities that are located in these types of disease. And so before, the thinking was that it was just, you know, one cell that kind of went awry. And the more and more we're learning about it is that it's really a systemic disease, and multiple cell lines and cell families are involved in this type of pathology. And Dr. Mongan can further elucidate.
Yeah, Dr. Mongan, why do some people get it and other people don't? I think that's the question that a lot of people would like to know.
Sure. The thinking is that the disease arises as spontaneous mutation in one of those brain cells. And then that cell, which became malfunctional, starts to divide, proliferate, and grow into a tumor mass. And when it grows, think about it not as a tumor, but as a combination of cells. Mm-hmm. And what they need to do is they need to divide, and they need to move or migrate into the surrounding brain tissue. And to do so, they need an ion channel, which we study in normal and tumor cells. Mm-hmm. And this is the subject of the paper which we're discussing today.
And we're here to discuss a new treatment, which is, and I'm sure I'm simplifying this, but essentially freezing the tumor so that it cannot spread. Is that basically it, Dr. Mongan?
Sure. I mean, so there is a protein or ion channel on the surface of tumor cells, which helps them to change their shape and their size. And by doing so, tumor cells, they divide, and as I suggested, they move. And so what we have done is we deleted that particular protein or ion channel, and we found that tumor cells slow down their proliferation, and they also do not move as much as they do normally. And as a result, by targeting that channel or deleting that channel, we hope that that would be a new form of treatment for this particular type of tumor.
How do you keep it frozen?
Frozen meaning immobile, right? So by engaging that protein or that ion channel, so what they do, they change their shape, and in such a way they move. And if you stop the activity of that protein or that ion channel, and you can do it using pharmacological inhibitors, or you can use gene therapy tools, you basically keep those cells sitting in one place. Mm-hmm. And by limiting their migration to surrounding brain tissue, you basically freeze the tumor.
What happens after the tumor is frozen? You can treat it. There are new options that can be used to treat this. Is that it, or slow it down, or maybe even eradicate it?
Well, I mean, Dr. Rubino is more competent
sure.
to tell you about that. But basically, there are several types of brain tumors. Some of them, they grow very slowly, and they sit in one place. And those tumors usually have much better prognosis compared to tumors which move to all places and proliferate more actively. So by limiting migration of tumor cells in the brain tissue, what we hope to accomplish is to expand lifespan of patients who have that sort of type of tumor. So to make tumor more benign, less dangerous.
Dr. Rubino, have you tried this surgery yet?
Well, you know, this research is in the very preliminary stages. And so currently, all these findings have been proven in cell lines, which essentially means in a petri dish. We've taken cells from with IRB approval and under the correct methods, patients have donated cells for us to study, and we've applied these techniques to studying and slowing and stopping down and stopping the proliferation of their cells in a petri dish, and so. While the results are very promising, there's much, much work that needs to be done in order to get this to clinical market, if you will, so patients can finally get benefit from it. The next immediate step is going to be to replicate these findings in multiple other cell lines. Ultimately, we hope to go to animal models, such as, you know, mouse models. And then at some point, we really do hope to bring it to clinical trials. But you know, this is something that takes years. And so it's a beginning, very promising step, but we certainly realize that there's much further and much more to come in order to finally get it to where we hope it will be.
Dr. Sebastian Rubino is a neurosurgeon at the Albany Medical Center. We also heard from Dr. Alexander Mangan, an associate professor at Albany Medical College who led the study.